just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva, Shri Shakti, Shivoham, Shaktyoham.
The awakened soul would not love to keep any secrets. The awakened soul is an open book. Nothing is secretive about him. The awakened soul would not have fears. So even if the secrets are shared, he remains intact, unharmed, unscathed, but an unawakened soul would always love to keep secrets because there is a fear. Fear of exploitation. If others get to know my secrets, what will become of me? If they get to know of my dark secrets, my status would be at stake. My impressions in their mind would get stained. But as you climb the ladder of spirituality, as you move ahead, gradually you realize now there is nothing to hide. The more the consciousness becomes pure and transparent, secrets don't remain secret. Rather, you love to share them. What I have achieved, let everyone achieve. What I have got, Let that secret, let that truth come to everyone. The deep realizations which our mind should become, the realizations of every soul. Spirituality is about knowing the secrets. Secrets about your own being. Secret about this world drama. Secret about the strange and weird happenings. Secret about God. Secret about the past happening, the present and the future. The more I know, the more the fear goes away. In fact, the only way to become fearless is to know. When you have half knowledge about things, you fear. Complete knowledge leads to fearlessness. Because in knowledge, there is abhayam, no fear. It's only when you have half knowledge about things, half baked knowledge, half understood knowledge, ill understood knowledge, that a sense of trepidation arises. Otherwise, there is no need for fear. Otherwise, there is no need for insecurity. When you know things fully, fear goes away. When knowledge becomes perfect, fear drops on its own. That's why there should be a perpetual search for knowledge. There should be an intense thirst to know more. And knowledge we don't just acquire by reading, by listening, by discussing, by writing, by churning. These are direct means of knowledge. But the real knowledge comes when you are in communion with the highest source of knowledge. In fact, meditation is the method to acquire knowledge. Humility is the method to acquire knowledge. Inquisitiveness, curiosity, intense thirst leads to knowledge. Calm down the mind. Stop the upheaval. Don't churn upheaval, churn knowledge that leads to knowledge. Rather than calling it knowledge, it would be more of wisdom. The pragmatic form of knowledge is called wisdom. When the knowledge translates into practice, it is wisdom. When the knowledge percolates through experience, sharpened by practice, it becomes wisdom, vivek. So it's a journey from mere information to knowledge, from knowledge to experience, and from experience to wisdom. And from wisdom, there is yet another word in Sanskrit, pragya. Pragya is the highest form of knowing. Pragya cannot be attained through scholarship, through material education. Pragya is the blooming of consciousness. It is the flowering of wisdom. It is the highest state where there are no secrets, where there is no fear, and only a few souls achieve to the stage of pragya, the real awakening. So we are towards the fag end of Avyakta Murli. We have been discussing it from last 6 days. Today is the day 7. This is the Avyakta Murli of 21st January 1969. The very font of the flow of Avyakta Murlis, the very foundation from where the Avyakta flew. So Baba has revealed few secrets, 3 secrets in this last part. First is the secret about trans messengers. The second is the secret of love of Brahma. And third, about churning. So let's see what Baba says. Your attention is being drawn to one more thing. The teachings that you have received in the last Murli that Bab Dada spoke about having too many visions and too many trance being a waste of time. So Baba is saying that this trance thing is just a waste of time. Don't aspire for it, because this might fill you with ego, because you might get tempted to know more and more, and that could become a trap. Trance, that's a very beautiful word. Dhyan. In Sanskrit, yet there is another word, tandra. A trance-like stage where you move away from the consciousness of the body and you enter into an entirely different realm. So at the start of this yajna, there were many who used to go in trance, and then gradually the part stopped. So Baba is saying, that's just a waste of time. This is why that should not happen. It shouldn't be that you are not able to verify the parts being played by the trans messengers at the center. This is why you will receive directions through which trans messengers, Didi and Kumaka, who are the instrument, appoint as instruments. For this part also the significance will be clarified by whosoever they make the instrument. In the last Murli, there was direction that to go into the heaven at the time of offering bhog is a waste of time, because that isn't the time to be wandering around. Now you have to give the proof of constantly staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance and inculcating the teachings that you have received into your practical life. So Baba is saying, don't give too much attention to this trance thing. The most important thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance, because only some will be given this part of trance. And don't think that those who are going in trance are ahead of you. Don't think that those who are going in trance are better yogis or greater yogis than you. They have been given that part. And only few chosen are given that part. Why they are given is difficult to say. But it's their part. It is their job. It is their duty. So they drop. There is no question of dropping the body. Everything happens in the consciousness itself. They often ask, what happens? Did the Sandeshi go to the subtle world? But who goes? The gross body is in front of you. So definitely gross body is not going. Soul, does it travel to the subtle world? Impossible. The soul, if it goes out of the body, it is known as death. So it is not death. Can soul travel? Can subtle body travel without soul? So there are many questions like this. So rather than any travel anywhere, it is just the merging and emerging of consciousness here only. Nobody is traveling anywhere. Gross body, subtle body or soul, all three are here only. Nobody is traveling. It is all the merging and emerging of consciousness. This consciousness is merged and that consciousness is emerged. Where the Sandeshi sees the subtle world or Paramdham or Golden Age or the destruction, anything. There is always a desire for five types of visions. What are they? Every soul wants to have that five type of visions. The first, subtle world. Second, Paramdham. Third, Golden Age. Fourth, the great destruction. And fifth, your own past births. Everybody feels that I should know this. At least once, let me see how is Paramdham. Let me have a vision of the subtle world. Let me see how the Golden Age is. Let me know all my past births. It's good that you have not known your past births. If a husband gets to know that his wife was his mother in the past birth, it will be a difficult job for him. Or if a mother gets to know that her child was her father-in-law in the previous birth, the things would become topsy-turvy. So better, good that we have not known our past births. What about destruction? Probably you will become more afraid. And what is there to see? What do you want to see? The volcanoes, the earthquakes. What do you want to see? Paramdham, the Golden Age. Seeing through mind eyes is stronger than seeing through the physical eyes. When you visualize something through your mind's eye, it's more powerful. So these are the five types of visions. If you get them, it's fine. If you don't, all the more better. So Baba is saying about trance. So don't aspire. Dhyan, Didar. These things may happen, these things may not happen. And they have nothing to do with yoga. They have nothing to do with meditation. They have nothing to do with pilgrimage of remembrance. They have nothing to do with burning of your sins. They are not the source of income. Baba says rather that is the waste of time. It's just a pastime, an entertainment. And there can be an entry of Maya into all this. That's why nowadays there is hardly any such part. Probably this part will begin in the end, when each one of us would become a trans messenger. When each one of us would get to know what he is going to become in future. We'll have visions of Golden Age. So whether you get any vision or not, it has nothing to do with your spiritual progress. If you feel that the more visions I am getting, I am progressing spiritually, this is a sweet illusion. There are people who come and say that when we come to Madhuban, we see Brahma. Brahma is standing here and Brahma is standing there. We get visions of this and that. It's fine, keep your visions to yourself. Don't exhibit it. Don't showcase them. Keep them secretive. Otherwise, you will become proud. To have vision is not about your efforts. It's a gift. So, this is the first secret. The second, if you have love for Father Brahma, what is the sign of love? What are the signs of love? I say that I love you too much. What is the sign? We will become same as the Father. What else? Will not be disobedient. What else? I say I love someone. It's difficult to forget that person. To shed two tears is not love. Baba is saying, you say that you have love for the Father and you keep on shedding tears. That is no love. But for you to have love for the things loved by Brahma can be called love. If you love something, you love the same thing. That is love. The Father loves the purity. So you love purity. That would be real love. You love Father so much, but you don't love his family. To love the Father is to love his family. To love the Father, to love his parivar, his family, his yajna, his madhuvan, his center, his teachers, his place, his kingdom, his service, his yoga, his jnana, his drama, his secret, all the souls, the five elements and everything about it. So when you love the Father, you love all things loved by him, and he doesn't hate anyone. So there cannot be an iota of hate in your heart. He loves all beings, all the animals, everyone. He being the ocean of love, you become the ocean of love. When you love him, you start becoming like him. They say that, psychologists say that husband and wife, when they stay together for a long time, maybe 40-50 years, they start looking similar to each other. There's a marked similarity in their faces. He had love for service. He gave the proof of service even at the end. And so love means to have love for service and to have love for his directions. This is called love. However, none of you should have the thought of not knowing what Baba called Sakar. Why Baba called Sakar Baba into subtle region without his taking leave for you? For if he had taken leave, would you have let him go? Therefore, consider this to be the system of the Brahmin clan within the drama. Whatever system was fixed in the drama continues. Baba understands that all of you had lot of love for Sakar Baba. It isn't that you had, but you still have. If you did not have love, how could you be in this gathering in the corporeal form? You only had his body to follow. So why should you not love? You had love then, and you also have love now. This is the sign of relationship between father and children. Love is to sacrifice. Love is to lay down one's life for the beloved. Love is to know what the beloved loves. Love is surrender. Samarpan. Love is integrated surrender. Love is not fragmented surrender. Love is to know the mind of the beloved. Love is to lay down. Love is to become one with him. Love is the music of the soul. Love is to dance in sync with the beloved. He doesn't get disturbed. He was the one who was perfectly, completely perfect, unshakable, immovable, and stable, and he remains that. But he had thousandfold greater love than you children have. You now have to give the proof of love. This is the game to remain hidden. So churn the knowledge of knowledge, not the churn. Do not churn the upheavals. So churn the ocean of knowledge, do not churn the ocean of halchal, upheavals. Put the power that you have received into the practical form. The slogan at the end is, the mothers of Bharat are the incarnation of Shakti. Son shows the father. Whatever is fixed in the drama will make this happen. Sakar Baba said that he will come to celebrate a meeting with the children. If he had come today, you would be shedding tears. Achha. So this is the last part of the Murli. So don't aspire for those trance, those visions. Second, just as Brahma loved service, you also love service. He kept on serving till the end, till the last breath of his life. The service is the very breath. You keep on serving. No need that you serve only through speech. But your mind should become a receptacle of service. Your mind should become a transmitter, a machine, an engine, a service engine. And the third part, churn knowledge. Don't churn halchal, ocean. So keep on churning knowledge. This is the direction. This is the direction given in the first Avyakta Murli. So keep on churning. Increase your power of churning. The more you churn, the more powerful you become. It's not the knowledge that makes you powerful. It is the churning. It is the contemplation. It is the silent cogitation on Gyan that makes you powerful. So retire in silence. Retire in solitude. Sit. Stop. Think. Churn. Dive deep. And grab the pulse. Om Shanti.